It is said that the past creates the present and disfigures the future. That may not always be necessarily so, but given the habits of the criminal fraternity, it is a dictum worth bearing in mind, as is the Latin phrase, latit anguis in herba. There is a snake hidden in the grass. So, in matters of murder, strong footwear is essential.
Oh, watch where you're going, boy!
Sorry, Mr. Phillips. Oh, phew. Busy tonight.
Friday always is. Got some money to wager.
Service here!
Coming, sir!
Old fool, showing off in front of those two painted tarts.
Yeah, he'll be wiser in the morning.
And poorer.
How's that beer in the private room?
Oh, all right. The bearded fella sank two bottles.
Well, then he won't be winning much, will he? What?
Well, I'll blow your brains out.
Oh, no.
Oh, what is it about Friday night? Come on.
Oh, Lord, the bearded fella.
Looks like he drew first, but forgot to fire, eh?
Are you all right, sir?
The window.
Yeah.
Nipped out air. There he goes.
Hey, I've got it. Give a hand here. I'll take the revolver.
Well, would you believe it?
The police have actually caught somebody. Mind you, if he hadn't tripped over that pile of rubbish.
They've got him, sir. Under arrest.
Serves him right. Serves him.
Oh, Lord.
Well, at least he died happy.
The Three Garrydebs by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by David Ashton. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Lou Hirsch as John Garrydeb and James Taylor as Nathan Garrydeb. The Three Garrydebs.
A rare event to witness. Watson, bursting into song.
Oh, hardly bursting, Holmes.
Nonetheless, to what do we owe this unexpected lyricism?
Bowing. Nothing at all.
Huh? Early summer, perhaps the sap rising.
Oh, don't think so. Yeah. Oh, it may be rising somewhere.
The forecast is for a fine day.
Yes, and lovers, no doubt, will be gambling in the park.
I believe it's lambs that gamble.
Yes, and lovers lurk, I suppose.
Whatever. I'm glad to see that you have finally risen.
Like the sap.
Yes, like the sap. I may take it that your sojourn in bed is over.
Ah, you know my habits, Watson. When I have nothing to do, I quite often do nothing.
I wondered if you might be pondering the wisdom of your decision to refuse the knighthood.
No, I have not.
Busy. Sir Sherlock Holmes. Oh, it has a fine ring.
I need no honor to serve my country, Watson.
And the reason for my Lazarus-like rising is contained in the letter which I received this very morning.
A case?
Yes, possibly. Ah, yes. Nothing like coffee to stimulate the brain cells. Have you ever come across the name Garrydeb?
No. Can't say I have.
Well, if you can lay your hand on a Garrydeb, there's a deal of money in it for you, my friend.
Can you get this thing to go any faster?
Not unless I kill yours, sir.
How about you half kill it? Well, do your best, my man, because time is of the essence.
Yes, indeed. Time is of the essence.